This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Good to be with you.
And Bridget, we can't tell people often enough about our golf outing coming up. And we've gotten a lot of comments on the picture. If you don't know what picture yet, go to our website, catholicradioindy.org. Right in the center of the page, you'll see the picture that we're talking about. It looks like a person shooting a bazooka in the woods. That's what it looks like, but it's really a person shooting a golf cannon.
I didn't even know those existed.
I'd never heard of them either, but at our golf outing this year, all golfers will have the opportunity to shoot the golf cannon down one of the fairways, and they'll get about a 300-yard shot with that. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's just one of the fun events that we're going to have at our golf outing. May 21st, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers begins registration at 10 in the morning, Mass at 11, golf, lunch, lots and lots of fun, and complete dinner as well. Details are on our website, catholicradioindy.org, or you can call us here at the station and we'll tell you all about it. Again, May 21st, if you haven't signed up yet, please sign up. You're going to have a ball. We've got lots of things going on. And if golfing isn't your thing, we've got an event that the whole family, right down to the dog can participate in. It's the annual Family and Pet Walk. And it's a walk that's going to be held down on the canal in downtown Indianapolis on Sunday, May 19th. And it's a fundraising walk for Catholic Radio, and it's a combination walk for Catholic Radio and other groups as well around the area. But this is our first attempt at this, so we would like to make it a great big success. You can help out by bringing your family or your friends or anybody you want to. If you can sign up in advance, the website that you go to, well, actually, you can go to the Catholic Radio website. That's easier. You can just go to the Catholic Radio website, and there'll be a link right on our website that you can register for the walk. And it's a family and pet-friendly walk, Sunday, May 19th, down in the canal to benefit Catholic Radio. Our website is catholicradioindy.org.
Yes, that sounds like fun. So we'll have to do that. Today we are going to be talking about fasting, and we're going to be talking about a particular type of fast called the Daniel fast, and some people may have heard of it and maybe not. But I have in studio with me a guest who has been leading a Daniel fast group at St. Elizabeth Seton, though you are from St. Maria Goretti. That's your parish, right? St. Maria Goretti. Our guest today is Cheryl White. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
And actually, Cheryl and I met at St. Elizabeth Seton at the Awaken Bible Group, which has been really kind of a rocking parish thing that's been going on there for a while. A lot of ladies go to that. And out of that, you are leading a, or have been leading a Daniel fast group, right?
Yes. There are about almost 250 women that are signed up that participate in this Awaken Bible study. And one of the gals that leads it, Chris Moss, is a good friend of mine. So I approached her and said, hey, I'm going to do the Daniel fast for Lent. And would you be interested in announcing it to the group of ladies at Awaken and see who's interested and see if anybody wants to participate with me?
So now, for those who may not know what the Daniel fast is, can you give us a overview of what it is, maybe how long it's been around, you know, maybe how it came about?
Yeah, the Daniel fast is based on the book of Daniel in the Bible. So it's been around since biblical times. And it's really a fast that shows an act of worship, and it helps you to have a deeper connection with the Lord. It helps you to improve your health physically, emotionally, spiritually, and it helps you to eliminate food cravings. So there are a lot of different benefits to the Daniel fast. And the Daniel fast is a vegan fast, and that is all biblical based. And so essentially you're eliminating.
What does that mean?
So what that means
for us non-vegans.
Yes. You're eliminating meat, dairy, sugar. And not that that's vegan. So essentially, to make it vegan, you're eliminating meat and dairy.
Okay.
But you're also, to help you eliminate the sugar cravings and to help you think more clearly and have a closer relationship with God, you're eliminating other things like sugar, caffeine, alcohol, sweetener, breads, refined and processed foods, deep fried foods. And the reason why, and this is all for up to 21 days.
Okay.
Or longer. But the actual fast, the Daniel fast, the book that I read by Susan Gregory, recommends it to be 21 days. However, she recommends for you to, you know, pray to the Holy Spirit and ask for guidance for how long you should really do the fast. You can do it for shorter or longer. But essentially what you're doing is you're taking away all of the processed foods, you're taking away, and you're focusing on healthy foods. So what you can eat, you know, a lot of people go, what can I eat then?
That was Jim's
sounds
question.
Like there's what's left. You know what? There's a lot of amazing things left, really.
Jim was crying over there.
That is everything that's healthy for you is left. So it's not to say that meat and dairy can't be healthy sometimes in some forms, but
sure.
But essentially what's left is, you know, you can eat fruits and vegetables. That's the bulk of it. You know, the vegetables throughout the day and fruits, nuts and seeds and beans for your protein. And then also you can eat healthy fats. So, you know, avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, you know, any form of a healthy fat. So
now how did you personally get connected to this? How did you find out about it? I mean, have you known about the Daniel fast for a long time, or did you just come across it? And what maybe drew you to it?
Yeah, well, actually, the way that I found out about it is kind of twofold. I kind of stumbled upon it on Dr. Axe's website. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Axe.
Yeah, I think I have.
He's a wonderful resource for anybody who's looking for, you know, healthy resources. It's AXE, Dr. Axe. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for something. I was researching for something for my daughter, and I came across the Daniel fast, and the article really piqued my interest. And I thought, oh, that sounds like a wonderful fast, a way to, you know, grow closer to God and be healthier emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And I read it, and ironically, later that day, I had a meeting with a spiritual mentor of mine, and it came up. Again, she brought it up, and I thought, that's no coincidence.
Right, that was God incident, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I initially found out about it. And I prayed about it, I researched it, and I was just really intrigued by it and felt like it was a good fit for me for Lent. Mm-hmm. You know, it was what I really wanted to do. So I bought several different books, and three different books that I reviewed, and I ultimately ended up landing on the book by Susan Gregory because I felt that it was most in alignment with the Daniel fast in the book of Daniel, and also that it was really, I liked the recipes the best. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt that they, for me personally, you know, eating healthy on a regular basis, I felt it was more in alignment with the types of foods that I felt were good for improving health.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Cheryl White. She has been a Daniel fast leader at St. Elizabeth Seton Parish, though she is a parishioner at St. Maria Goretti Parish. Now, do you have a background in nutrition, or is this just something that piqued your interest because of your daughter, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I'm really passionate about health and wellness and longevity. Mm-hmm. And I do have a certification called CNHP, which is Certified Natural Health Practitioner. And it's really holistic. And it looks at, you know, body, mind, and spirit and alignment and looking at health from that perspective. But essentially, it's just getting to the root cause of health problems and making changes to become, again, healthy in body, mind, and spirit.
So when you started out with the Daniel fast, what were you hoping to achieve, I guess, or what benefits did you think that you would have? And as you've gone through it, and with this group, what were some of the things that you got out of it, I guess?
Yeah, really.
And how hard was it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. I mean, for me personally, I was really seeking a closer relationship with God. I wanted to hear more, clearly from him, more guidance. I'm really trying to live my life with purpose and, you know, take steps towards, you know, what is God's purpose for me at this time, you know, aside from being, you know, a parent and some of the obvious things that I already know that God wants me to accomplish on a daily basis. But really, I was looking to have a closer relationship with God and to receive answers to prayers. And essentially, you know, anyone who is seeking answers to prayers or just a healthier, you know, body, mind, spirit, and soul. There are many different reasons that people could kind of be interested in it, but there are many benefits to it. So no matter what the interest and what, you know, piques your interest, there are a lot of benefits that come with it.
Now, is this something you do entirely on your own in your own home, or do you have meetings and get-togethers, or how does it work?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because you can do it on your own. It the book does provide you step by step. There's a daily devotional, and there's guidance for, you know, what you need to do each day. However, it does recommend that you do it in groups, and the reason why is because you can support each other. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a hard time and you're struggling with something, you can support each other and keep each other going. So yes, you can do it by yourself, but I would recommend that you either gather friends or family and say, hey, even if there's only two or three, you know, get some people together and say, hey, let's do this together to support each other. And you can also take it to your church. You know, it's a commonly done thing at different churches. Mm-hmm. You could go to your church and say, hey, I think we should, you know, see if we can promote the Daniel fast. And the church itself can do, you know, the fasting and prayer. The prayer is really important part of it. So, you know, there can be prayers that go along with some of the things that the church is seeking, and to support, you know, the health of the parishioners. There's many different things that, mm-hmm. In many different ways that it will benefit people.
Now, how often would a group get together? If you say it's a 21 day, do you meet every day for 21
yeah,
days?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. There is actually a workbook as well that goes with the book that Susan Gregory has written. And the workbook is wonderful. It's essentially step by step. It shows mm-hmm. you week by week. So weekly you meet, and there is a planning week before you get started. And it helps you to plan and assess, and what groceries do I need to buy and what meals do I want to choose. She has all the meals planned out for you. Mm-hmm. However, she also has a template. You can just go through the recipes and you can create your own plan and say, mm-hmm. you know what, I don't like how she has it structured. I'll just make my own. Mm-hmm. So there's a planning week, and then there is a week each week for each of the 3 weeks of the fast. Mm-hmm. And then there's a follow-up week, you know, going forward, what do I do from here? Mm-hmm. You know, how did this and how will this change my lifestyle?
So I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more with Cheryl White about the Daniel fast. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
It never fails when I turn the radio on. It is like God is speaking directly to me.
Catholic Radio Indy.
God is definitely using that ministry.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a ministry reaching out to Central Indiana and beyond. We have information available about what's happening in parishes here in the Hoosier Heartland, as well as access to the latest from Rome, plus apologetics and authentic Catholic teaching. We are your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Renewing minds.
Got my eyes off my worries and onto God.
Transforming lives.
It's amazing that one word can just transform you, that word that you want to hear.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as Cheryl White. She is a Daniel Fast leader, and she's been leading a group in this fast. And I guess we were just talking, you know, at the break that I guess I don't really connect the book of Daniel with fasting. So tell the story about how those are connected.
Yeah, so really in the book of Daniel, Daniel was you know, call to essentially go into the, I'm going to say the king's palace and in his time. And when he arrived, he was given an option of, you know, here is, you know, the king's foods for you to feast on. And, you know, they were foods that were, you know, for people that would have wealth. But to him, to Daniel, he said, you know, I don't want to eat all of these foods. I really just want to eat, you know, fruits and vegetables, because he felt that that would help him to grow closer to God, to help him hear God more closely, and to help him to be healthier, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So he, you know, declined and said, no, that's all I want to do. And I believe that he fasted several different times. And I believe that the book of Daniel talks about a 10-day fast, that he did a 21-day fast. And then if my memory serves me right, I think he even did it for several years.
Yeah, that's a long time. So for you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So
we didn't get to that. I know you mentioned you were a nutritionist, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my family and I rejoined the Catholic Church in the fall.
Oh, wow. Welcome back.
Thank you. My kids were christened Catholic when they were babies, and we had gone to the Protestant church in between, non-denominational church. Mm-hmm. But my children go to Guerin Catholic High School, and they really wanted to go back to the Catholic Church. And we said, okay, that sounds like a wonderful plan. If that's what you want, that sounds like a wonderful plan. So I said, you know, dear Lord, please help me embrace the Catholic Church, because that's what I want to do to support my family. And I want to learn more. And I had gone through RCIA right before we got married.
Okay.
But I had never really become very involved in the Catholic Church, so I didn't really know a lot about it. And it's been many, many years since I had gone through RCIA. So I was really excited about going back to the Catholic Church, and very excited and happy about how much the Lord has helped me to embrace the Catholic Church.
That's awesome.
And I actually just recently finished 33 Days to Morning Glory Retreat.
Yes.
A consecration to Jesus through Mother Mary to help me have a closer relationship with both Mother Mary and Jesus. And I'm just really excited to be back to the Catholic Church and get to know, you know, just more about the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith. I just went through Christ Renews.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And so I'm on the Christ Renews team at our parish at St. Mary Goretti. So I'm very excited and happy to be back to the Catholic Church.
Well, you're doing all the right things to get some people, it takes a long time to do some of the things you're doing, so you're getting right in there.
The Lord has put me on the fast path, which I'm really happy and grateful for.
Well, that's really wonderful. I didn't even know that about you, so thanks for sharing that story. That's great. So you did mention there are benefits to fasting, and I'd like to hear maybe some stories about what it's been for you, you know, to fast. Because I know that, you know, as people are, you know, this is being broadcast, the, you know, in Holy Week, and a lot of people have been fasting this whole time. And I guess for myself, the fasting that I've done, I found that I was able to, you know, when you take things away, it's like, what do you have left? Well, God, it's just you and I, you know, I don't have any burgers or not watching YouTube or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting how it does affect, you know, I know how it's affected me. How has it been for you in this fast? How has it benefited you and maybe your spirituality? And then we can talk about the ladies that went through it with you.
Yeah. So for me personally, I was really seeking, you know, a closer relationship with God and to more clearly hear the leading of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I would say for me, the fast and, you know, ongoing even after the fast, I am very clearly hearing, you know, guidance from the Holy Spirit in terms of scripture being put in my mind, in terms of helping me to be positive in my thoughts. So I'm really, really happy with feeling like I'm receiving more clear guidance from the Holy Spirit, not only in my mind, but also in prayer as well.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes you can pray and you show up and it's like, okay, God, you got anything today?
yeah. And it is. And I'll tell you, you know, one of my favorite scriptures, you know, is that God is a very present help in times of need. Psalms 46:1-2. And I will say that scripture has just been wonderful for me, because I've gotten very clear guidance and direction from God. When I say that scripture, I get clear guidance in my mind with scripture and direction. So I'm just very delighted about that. And, you know, for me also, it's eliminated food cravings. I really have this love of dark chocolate.
Mm, me too.
And it's chocolate. A healthy dark chocolate. It has a natural sweetener that I eat. However, I was eating, you know, more than I wanted to eat daily of that. And so
a couple pounds.
I will say not quite that much, but a couple little rows on the bar that like, okay, why am I eating more of this? Yeah, you know,
you're supposed to have three pieces.
Just have a little square. Yeah, now it's like, okay, a row and maybe another row.
That's totally me.
Well, you need the Daniel fast.
I do.
So it did really eliminate that craving. And, you know, part of the fast is that you pray for, you know, for fortitude and willpower and help. And I will say that, you know, those prayers came through really powerfully for me. I did not have any cravings whatsoever. And I do have to share also that my daughter, who's 15, who has never done a fast of any type, came home the night before Lent started. She said, Mom, I'm going to do it with you. And I didn't ask her. And she said, Mom, I'm going to do it with you. And I said, that's wonderful, really? And she loves meat and she loves bread. And I have to say, she did that entire thing with me. And she mentioned to relatives, oh, 10 out of 10 people would recommend this fast because it's really easy. And so I was just delighted that, you know, that God could give her the strength as well and give her the ability, and that she had the willpower and the desire to do that.
And I think when you are fasting, I think it really helps a lot if you have somebody in your household that's doing it with you, because it's really hard when someone right there is making something that is not on the list.
Now, you haven't mentioned weight loss so far. Now, I know that that's not the objective. A person who would go strictly for weight loss probably may as well go to Weight Watchers or any other thing. So it's not for this. But what effect has it on weight?
Yeah, well, she actually, Susan Gregory actually has a Daniel fast specifically targeted for weight loss. However, I will tell you this, one of the gals that did it with me at St. Elizabeth Seton, I believe she said she lost weight. I don't remember the total. Mm-hmm. My daughter, who's not overweight at all, she lost, I think, 4 or 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And for myself, I was pretty stable, I think. However, this fast is fairly already in alignment with how I eat. Mm-hmm. So I was not looking to lose weight personally, but I think it is a common thing that happens, because for a lot of people that are eating more of the unhealthy foods by eliminating those things, especially sugar, caffeine, you know, processed food, deep fried foods, of course you're going to lose weight,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
And I was not hungry on this fast at all.
Mm-hmm. I think I know in different times when I've just kind of cut out sugar and, you know, processed food and bread, and, you know, it is amazing how you don't have those cravings.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing. It's
just
hard to.
Just days into it. I mean, 4 or 5 days
three
into it.
Two or three. I mean,
you know,
for me,
all of a sudden a donut. Yeah, I could have it if I wanted it, but I don't, you know, it doesn't look all that good anymore.
I know. It kind of puts a douse on the food thing.
Now, if somebody were to want to start a Daniel fast at their parish or in their group, what would they do?
Well, the best thing that I would recommend is, number one, to go out to the website that Susan Gregory has. She has a blogger's website called daniel-fast.com, and she's had it for a number of years. She's actually had about 12 million followers on her website total to date. Now, so she is a Daniel fast expert. So you can find all the resources and support and ideas that you need on her website. Additionally, I would recommend going out to Amazon and just reading the reviews of the book by Susan Gregory. There are a number of different Daniel fast books, but as I mentioned, I liked her book the best because I just felt like the recipes were more updated, and I felt like it was more in alignment to my own perspective and beliefs about staying healthy. So people could, you know, buy the book, buy the workbook as well, and, you know, talk to their priest or talk to a leader at their church and say, hey, I would really like to do a Daniel fast at my church. Some churches have a health ministry, not all, but some do. So I would recommend, if that's something you're interested in, you know, talking to someone in the health ministry of your church and saying, hey, you know, this might be a good thing to do during Lent. Or a lot of people will do it at the beginning of the year for kind of a, you know, New Year's resolution type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you could do it in the fall. You could do it any time, really, mm-hmm. multiple times a year.
So, what about some of the prayers? We have just a couple minutes left. What were some of the prayers that were part of the...
Well, there's a daily devotion, and okay. it's only about maybe a page to a page and a half, mm-hmm. and it starts out with scripture. Every day it's a very small scripture, and then there is just, you know, a page to a page and a half of Susan Gregory's perspective, and she, sometimes it's based on, you know, the Bible story or the verse or something that happened in her life. She's telling stories, but it's a wonderful daily devotional that goes along with each day.
And did you find that pretty uplifting? You mentioned that you felt like you were hearing God really clearly. Were those scriptures really speaking to you?
Yeah, very much. I think the scriptures, some of them I was familiar with and some of them I was not, but I love the supporting stories and the prayers that went with it. And that's an important part of the fast, because without prayer, it's really just a cleanse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why they call it fasting and prayer. So you're getting the benefits of, you know, drawing closer to God, but also becoming healthier emotionally, physically, and spiritually, eliminating those cravings, and then also learning more about God's truth and God's mm-hmm. word.
So if people wanted to, again, learn more about this, or maybe even get in touch with you to find out, you know, how to lead a group or anything like that, do you have an email? And then could you give like a web page for the book again?
Yeah. Yeah. So the website for the book, or the website for Susan Gregory's blog site, is daniel-fast.com.
And then what about your email if people want to get in touch with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, if people want to get in touch with me, I'd be happy to answer any of their emails. It's Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, underscore, like an underline, underscore, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, underscore, White, like the color, White, at yahoo.com.
So do you have any encouraging words for people maybe on the fence thinking about maybe they want to try? What encouragement would you give them?
You know what I would say, honestly, is if you feel overwhelmed by 21 days, then just say some prayers and try it for a week. Try it for a couple of days, maybe for a couple of weeks, do one day a week just to kind of get your feet wet with some of the recipes and understand the book a little bit, read the book, and, you know, start planning. And, you know, just start out small if it feels overwhelming. But if it doesn't, if you feel excited about it and it's really something that you want to do, then maybe start out and say, you know what, I'm going to start with 10 days or 21 days. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. You know, we had wonderful success with that in our group. And so, you can't go wrong. I mean, worst case, start one day at a time.
All right. Well, you've been a delight to have in the studio. Our guest has been Cheryl White. She is a Daniel Fast leader. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm truly grateful.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.